to the Worthwhile Podcast, a Christ-centered podcast to provide encouragement, practical guidance, and spiritual perspective to your ministry, leadership, and life. Each week, I'll talk about important applications from personal development, healthy relationships, entrepreneurship, ministry tools, and ultimately, leading a worthwhile life. Because nothing worthwhile is ever easy, but finding a great podcast about it should be. Hey, you. Thank you for tuning in to the Worthwhile Podcast. We believe that you are worthwhile and that your life matters. And that's what this podcast is all about. We promise to keep this podcast commercial-free and 100% listener-supported. So if you would like to join our partners, please visit patreon.com/theworthwhilepodcast. And join us at any level that feels right to you. You'll get a personal thank you from me, Pastor John, and win some nice gifts and cool swag along the way. Again, visit patreon.com/theworthwhilepodcast to consider joining our partners. Thanks again. Hey, 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 welcome to the Worthwhile Podcast. My name is Pastor John Markham, and I'm just really excited to start this podcast now. This is the first episode that I am recording of this new series, and I look forward to sharing my heart and soul with you. It means so much to me that you would take the time to listen to any podcast, but one that I write in particular. I'm just flattered by that, and it means a lot to me that I have this privilege to speak into your life. This isn't my first podcast. I've been doing interviews and I've hosted a few podcasts, including a few that I've started along the way. And I just thought it was time that I would consolidate a lot of my energy in broadcasting and creating content into this one podcast that I would be proud to share with the world. And I'll get more into that in a minute, but several people have told me that I should do this and that I should get back into this, and they miss the podcast that I have created in the past, and I decided that now was the time. And what's interesting is that at the time of this first recording, we are actually in the middle of the COVID-19 crisis, which is part of the reason that I got back into podcasting, because I got a little bit of extra time on my hands. I run a restaurant, and my schedule has changed because of that, because of the limitations on restaurants to serve its guests at this time. And it created a gap for me to be able to think and dream and create again. And this podcast is the result of that. Now, every episode of this podcast, I intend to have a segment where I respond to current events, questions, feedback that maybe you, our listeners, are offering and chiming in and giving us things that you'd like to hear me talk about or address. And it seems like the obvious thing to deal with this first week is the things happening around the COVID-19 crisis. It just seems kind of obvious. So I live here in the San Francisco Bay Area, and as a pastor in a community that was hit hard and early in our state, I got a lot of early criticism from some other pastors in other parts of the country for selling out, for compromising, for caving to what they would call anti-Christian media propaganda. But all of that drama ended when everyone started having to do it. And as far as I'm concerned, just to give a response to this, I think all that also ends when you know somebody who's been affected by it. And for me, it wasn't one or two people. It became, honestly, handfuls that became dozens of people who I knew of, that in many cases I knew personally, that had contracted the virus. And when you start adding all that up, then this isn't just propaganda. It's not just a conspiracy theory. It's reality. And as leaders in communities, we have a responsibility for how we respond and how we lead our community. And I think that a lot of great things are coming from this. It's easy to focus on the negative things, and there's plenty of negative things that have been happening during this COVID-19 crisis, obviously. But I think that there are a lot of good things that are happening too. I would even go far enough to say that there are a lot of God things that are happening during this COVID-19 crisis. And I just want to highlight a few of those, not to sugarcoat the crisis that we're in, but to offer some perspective to what may be easy to forget in the middle of all these things. And I think, particularly around churches and church leadership, there's a lot of great things that are happening. For example, just to give you a little bit of context, I believe many church leaders are missing some opportunities. And before this crisis, pastors would connect with their congregations once, maybe twice a week. If you're a middle-sized church or a large church or a mega church, you know, obviously you meet with, you know, individually far, far less than that because there's more people you have to deal with. But now many of us are producing content every single day or at least multiple times a week and interacting with our congregations via Zoom conference calls or posting videos on Facebook or actually calling our people. And I think that is a very, very good thing. Before the COVID-19 crisis, We used to live stream our Sunday morning or weekend worship gatherings to a handful or dozen views every week. And now many of us have hundreds tuning in for small and average sized churches as well, not just for the big mega churches with, you know, rock star pastors that everybody knows their name. Small churches are getting hundreds of views now, I believe, from their own people, but I also believe from the world, who are looking to the church for answers during this time. They're looking for a response from us who claim to have faith in Christ. Many churches were not thinking much about the needs of their neighbors, but now many churches have found new and creative ways of serving their community in meaningful ways and modeling the love of Christ. And as the early church suffered persecution and was spread to do the Great Commission that Jesus had commanded them to do, I believe God is using this terrible situation, this crisis, to send out his church in a new way. Think about it. If this crisis had happened 20 years ago even, but especially longer ago, 25, 30 years ago, we would have a very different format for how church and ministry and life look right now. But because it's happening now, when we have so much technology accessible, not just to send out the message of the gospel, not just to send out a message of hope, but to receive it in people's homes, on their cell phones, on their desktops, in their cars, we have so much more opportunity right now to benefit and to bless people during this situation. So all that just to say, there's plenty of negative to focus on, but there's also plenty of good. Let's choose to focus on some good and maximize the opportunities that we have in front of us.
When I sat down originally to begin thinking about and praying about and asking others and asking God what I should share with the world, I immediately came up with a list of dozens of things that I wanted to talk about in this podcast. And I'm not going to attempt to share all of those reasons and all of those content things today. But what I did think would be important today would be to talk a little bit about why this podcast and why a name like the Worthwhile Podcast. There's a saying that I've been using now for a very long time, and simply, it is, nothing worthwhile is ever easy. If you've ever been a part of my ministry, and I'm guessing that the first couple of listeners to this podcast are people who have been connected to my ministry at some point, you've no doubt heard me say that, probably at a nauseating level of times that you've heard it. And hopefully, if you've stayed a part of my ministry for any length of time, you've also probably used that line yourself. Nothing worthwhile is ever easy. It's a phrase I came up with sometime in 2008 as I began a new young adults ministry at a great church back in Illinois. And while the phrase was not particularly original to me, many others have been quoted as having said it or some version of it, that phrase, nothing worthwhile is ever easy, kind of became the battle cry of my life, my family, my ministry, and my business entrepreneurship. And all these things brought me back to this reality that nothing worthwhile is ever easy. And everything difficult in my life, everything meaningful rather, in my life has always been difficult. It's always come at a cost. It's what led me to start this podcast. As I mentioned, I'm a Christian pastor of a Bible preaching church in Silicon Valley that's about 6 years old. I'm the husband of a wife of 16 years, and together my wife and I have four happy, healthy kids right here in the middle of Silicon Valley. My wife and I have worked together to perform counseling, make a lot of major decisions and investments, start some businesses, perform weddings, perform funerals, and lead leaders. I've been given the profound privilege to preach and speak in places all around the world, and I don't take that for granted. And I have nowhere near peaked is the best part of this story. I consider myself having a lot more to learn and a lot more to grow in. But part of that growth, part of that for me, is that I've come to this place where I realize that part of my journey is to do everything so that I can help others grow in their journey. And that's what I hope this podcast is about, to take the lessons I've learned, the sermons I've preached, the people I've met, and the mistakes I've made, and ball them all up into one convenient podcast to help you through your journey as well. It's easy to want to give up at times. It's easy to get into a position where you don't think you can keep going. And it's in those moments that become really defining moments in your life, whether that's making a business get up and running, whether that's fighting for your marriage, whether that's simply being a believer of any kind, but particularly a Christian like I am, it comes at a price. Nothing worthwhile is ever easy. And it is my firm conviction, my firm belief that you are worthwhile, that you matter. And one of the ways that we express that at the church that I started is we say this all the time, that no matter who you are, where you've been, or what you've done, you matter to God and you matter to us. And I believe that's true of you no matter what position you're in as you're listening to this podcast. I believe that you matter. You matter to God and you matter to a community and you matter to a family and you matter to this world. But if you're going to reach your full potential, if the things of your life that are significant are ever going to be developed, it's going to come at a high price. The question is, are you willing to pay the price? I want to share just a verse of scripture, and then I want to break down that thought. Nothing worthwhile is ever easy. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, the Apostle Paul encourages us with this. He says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord." And I share that passage of scripture to share just a few thoughts with you, that your toil, your work, your labor is not in vain. That the things that you do, especially the things that you do for eternity, and I'm speaking specifically to Christians, to Christian leaders, to people who have faith in Christ, that your work for eternity matters. And it's and I like that it calls it what it is. It calls it toil, it calls it labor, because it costs something. It is a going. Everything that you do that matters is going to come at a cost. I just want to break down the whole phrase, this whole point of this podcast. Nothing worthwhile is ever easy, because I want to make sure that we're using not just the same vocabulary, but the same dictionary when I say the things that I'm talking about. When I say nothing, I literally mean nothing. Like, I've yet to find an exception. And I've had people who've tried to say, well, sometimes you just get lucky, or sometimes there's just extra benefits that come that are more than the work that you put into it. That may be true at times, but in my experience, those surplus blessings, for lack of a better word, or those lucky moments, come about as a result of the same hard work and the same good measures that you're putting into whatever it is that you're doing in the first place. And so while there may be some small exceptions, all those exceptions are usually tied to some other good thing that you've done that was worthwhile in the first place. What I mean worthwhile, what I specifically mean is something that is of lasting value and significance. And that for me means that people are at the top of that list. I believe that people are the most worthwhile thing. Conversely, that also means that people are also the most difficult thing. People are difficult. Everything that you do in your life, every hurt that you've experienced probably has a relationship attached to it, whether it's someone who was supposed to be there for you, who wasn't, or whether it was a relationship that ended in a breakup, or a business deal that turned bad. You have a relationship, there's a person that's probably connected to that disappointment. And conversely, all the good memories that you have probably are connected to a relationship also. Hopefully, at least. All the good memories you have, there's a person that's connected to that, whether it's a spouse, a brother, sister, a dear friend, a business partner, a coworker. Hopefully there is some connection to a person there. More than likely, there is. And when I talk about having a life that is worthwhile, I'm talking about, I measure things that are worthwhile as relationships and entities that improve others and that outlive me. In other words, I'm talking about a legacy. I want something that blesses people, that makes a difference, that improves people's lives, perspectives, and eternities long after I'm off the page. And frankly, long after people have forgotten my name. When I say is ever easy, nothing worthwhile is ever easy, I think about this show that was on Netflix, and I think on one of the major network stations for a long time, called Once Upon a Time. And I know I'm a man, and you just judged me for being into that show, but my wife got me into it, and I was a good husband, and that's why I started watching it. And I'm saying all that just to say that there's this one unforgettable character in the series named Rumpelstiltskin, Mr. Gold, same guy. And he had a saying that stuck with you if you watched the show, and he'd always say it with this really twisted, eccentric kind of expression. If you know anything about the character of Rumpelstiltskin in the series Once Upon a Time, then you already know what I'm talking about. But he would often have people come to him to try to get him to do favors for him that required magic, and he would have the same response every single time. He would say, "All magic comes with a price," to kind of make this point that if you want me to do something for you, if you want me to perform a miracle, make some magic for you, it's going to cost something, and the bigger the magic, the greater the magic, the greater the price. And when I say nothing worthwhile is ever easy, I'm kind of talking about the same thing.
people are naturally fond of, attracted to the successes in your life. They are naturally attracted to the high points, the wins, the victories. And I'm the same way. I look at other ministries, I look at other pastors, I look at other businesses, I look at other entrepreneurs, I look at other families, and I think, man, how can I get that? How can I figure out what they did? How can I make that work in my life, in my ministry, in my business, etc.? And all magic comes with a price. Nothing worthwhile is ever easy. And I get this too. I get people who are like, man, how can I do that? Or can I take this? Or can I use that? You know, trying to get things from my life that they can use in their life. And I'm eager to share. And along those lines, I just want to warn you, all magic comes with a price. I learned that my life counted and that I am responsible for what I do with my life when God stopped me from ending it at 18 years of age. I learned exactly how hard I could work when I had 3 jobs, 2 kids, and 1 mortgage I couldn't afford. I learned how strong the right relationships were when my wife and I stuck it through multiple massive setbacks in our finances, in our family, in our ministry, to come back and build an incredible marriage in the process, as well as overcome those challenges. I learned that damaged, broken people are the prized possession of a God who wants to do something incredible in the world. I learned that hurt people because I've been betrayed by close friends and leadership. I learned that failure is fundamental to success because I've failed over and over and over again. And when I say nothing worthwhile is ever easy, what I'm saying is all magic comes with a price, and you can't shortcut the process. And that may not sound like magic to you, but I have paid an enormous price for the things that I've had to learn. And I have learned how to wield the pain of my past for a purpose. And that's the good news. The bad news is we're not done learning. And that's why this podcast is here. That's what I want to do here in this thing that we're building together. I want to instill some purpose and some value in the process that you're going through as well, and help kind of guide you in this process of life and learning. And a few things that I want to kind of summarize real quickly, some conclusions, if you will, to today's episode. When I say nothing worthwhile is ever easy, that means a few things. That means that my progress is limited by my pain tolerance. My progress is limited by my pain tolerance. In other words, if nothing worthwhile is ever easy, if all magic comes with a price, then the limitations in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, the things that are going to hold me back are how much am I willing to pay, how much am I willing to sacrifice. The same is true in the gym. If you want to be a bodybuilder, then you've got to be in the gym 4, 5, 6 times a week. If you just want a reasonably fit body, then yeah, you can go 2 or 3 times a week. How much are you willing to pay for what you're willing to, for what you want to gain? My progress is limited by my pain tolerance. The second thing that we take away is that people will always be my greatest challenge and my greatest reward. The two are intrinsically connected. You can't separate the two. People will always be your greatest challenge and your greatest reward, whether it's leading your team, being a good spouse, having a solid relationship with your friends. People will always be your greatest challenge and your greatest reward. The third conclusion is that I have to have something bigger than me behind me. I have to have something bigger than me behind me. Obviously, I'm speaking in this podcast from a Christian perspective. I'm a Christian. I'm a Christ follower. I'm a pastor of other Christians and Christ followers. And I say all that just to say this, that I have learned, I have had to learn, even though I've been a believer for a very long time since I was, before I was even a teenager, really, like 8, 9 years old. The thing that I have learned by experience since all of that is that I have to have a rock behind me, underneath me, sustaining me as a foundation. Now, you may not believe what I believe, and that's fine. I'm presenting this from this perspective, and I hope that you'll at least entertain what I'm trying to share with you from that perspective. That you have to have something bigger than you behind you. You're not all that. You are breakable. You are finite. You are limited. And if everything that you're trying to accomplish in life and business and family, etc., is dependent on your ability to overcome things, then I promise you, you're going to fail. And not just fail in the sense of like having learning steps, but I mean that you're going to fail in the things that matter. You need something bigger than you.
You can't be the biggest thing in your life. You cannot be your own God. And along those lines, you have to have something bigger than yourself. For me, it's a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. It is the foundation of an absolute truth of scriptures that teach me and guide me and lead me in life. And I don't think these things are as crazy and as mystical as we tend to make them, even in church. I think they're a lot more practical and down to earth if we take the time to apply them into our context. And through this podcast, I'm going to help you do that at points. This is not a Bible study podcast per se, but we're going to reference the Bible on occasion. And then the fourth takeaway is that easy and simple are not contradictory. Easy and simple are not contradictory. So the whole point of this episode and really the point of this whole podcast is that nothing worthwhile is ever easy. And so we therefore tend to extrapolate from that, that everything that matters has to be convoluted and complicated. And there are some things that are, but the thing that I love about Jesus, who I think had the most worthwhile life that has impacted eternity and my life even 2,000 years later, and hopefully many of your lives as well, is that he would consistently take complicated issues and make them simple. In fact, that was the biggest contrast between Jesus and the religious community, is that the religious community of his time would take the simple things and make them complicated, but Jesus took complicated things and made them simple. And that's the whole point of what I want to do in this podcast, is that I want to take complicated things and I'll make them simple. They're already going to be difficult, but they don't have to be complicated as well. You take complicated things and make them simple so that you can attack them and have focus and clarity. The leader brings two things. I learned this from Scott Rideout. The leader brings two things to the table with everything they do. They bring energy and they bring clarity. And that's what I want to do to your worthwhile life. I want to bring energy and clarity to the things that matter most in your life.
Every week on this podcast, I'm going to offer a prayer for you. Now, if you're listening to this and you're not particularly spiritual or religious, that's okay. Take this prayer as good vibes if you want to. But it's an important part of everything worthwhile in my life, and I want to offer that strength, that blessing to you by extension each episode. And God, right now I lift up each listener to you, and though I couldn't possibly know all of their struggles and the backgrounds to their stories that have led them to this point, you know each of them, and you love them. And God, I ask you to help them feel that love and strength today. May their hearts and minds be focused on things that truly matter. And may this week be a week of personal realization and breakthrough on what those things are. Give them guidance, give them wisdom. I ask you this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thanks so much for tuning in. Next time on the podcast, we're going to begin dealing with some real practical issues, and I can't wait to share with you. So tune in next week, and I will see you then. God bless, and remember, nothing worthwhile is ever easy, and your life is worthwhile. Worthwhile Podcast is brought to you by listeners like you. Visit patreon.com/theworthwhilepodcast to make your monthly pledge. My name is John Markham. Thanks for listening.